Talk Radio 570 KVI.
And welcome back. It is 8:34 here at Talk Radio 570 KVI. Scott Carty, Phil Vandervoort. Phil, we used to play this song on the radio station together in college.
We did?
My Sharona. The Knack.
This is on my iPod back in 1989.
You didn't have an iPod in 1989.
Hey, wait a minute.
There was no such thing. We were still playing vinyl.
I was a big fan of the Knack. My Sharona and that other song that they did.
Exactly. That one. Seattle Weekly has posted what I think is a funny proposal to fellow Republicans, a 5-point plan to stop our from getting kicked.
Yeah. Having your backside handed to you.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Matt Driscoll has posted it, and it says, to the lovers of America from the Republican National Committee, memo crafted by Pete Kotz. It seems that 47% was somewhat larger than we anticipated in last week's election. We urge all Republicans to adopt these immediate policy changes. The first one is the new platform on babes. And it says to refrain from discussing reproductive issues, women's health, and or sexual assault. If you get pressed on any of those, to subtly change the topic. And the entire platform on babes will be boiled down to two simple policies. A, I really like what you've done with your hair. And B, there's nothing hotter than a good pair of childbearing hips. I don't know that would work all that well, but it is funny.
I'd have to selectively edit there.
Yeah, you might have to. The second point is we're searching for new guys to bag on, talking about how they said that it wasn't a real good idea to bag on the fastest growing segment of the electorate, meaning the Hispanic vote. And it says, as a result, we no longer hate Mexicans. Repeat, Mexicans are our friends, is what the Seattle Weekly writes in that. A little bit over the top.
I think it was the movie Finding Nemo. The shark said, Mexicans are friends, not food.
A temporary halt to wars on stuff is the third item suggested. I'm not even going to read that one. I'll let you read it if you want. And the last point would be re-energizing elderly white men is what they think will really get the Republican Party back in action.
Huh.
So there's some from clearly the non-conservative Seattle Weekly, but some fun fodder.
A little missive.
Yeah.
And then this is something that we noticed on Carlson's Facebook page, facebook.com, John Carlson Como. And
he's posting even though he's not here?
We continue. Well, this was a listener, Blaine Edwards, posted this, and it's a eulogy of the grand old party. But I think it's instructive for people to hear. It's written very well. And it's right there for you to read the whole thing. You can pass it along to somebody else. You can give it a share on Facebook if you've got a Facebook account and you're active on Facebook. But it's facebook.com, John Carlson Como. And we've kept John Carlson's page from his Como show days so that we don't lose the folks that want to follow along on John's regular exploits here on 570 KVI on the commute with Carlson now. It's Scott Carty over there and Phil Vandervoort over here sitting in at 8:36 on Monday morning. Here is the post, and it's a eulogy again. The grand old party, July 6th, 1854. My numbers and my brain aren't working well. Deceased November 6th, 2012. The party of Lincoln and the last hope for freedom and personal liberties in the United States of America, the Republican Party, has passed away over the night. The grand old party, or GOP as it was known, finally succumbed to a long, multi-decade progression of attacks from encroaching socialism, declining social standards, the erosion of the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights, voter apathy, leftist media bias, idealism, increasing dependence on government entitlements, and the public desire for safety and security over liberty. The party died peacefully and quietly in the early evening in Massachusetts. It was surrounded by 57,572,000 supporters of individual liberty, property rights, the Second Amendment, First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, capitalism, secure borders, safe oceans, strong families, a thriving economy, and pride in American values. The party is survived by 280 confused and rudderless House GOP and Senate members, and 320-plus million Americans who will now have very little political opposition to the ever-increasing advance of government in every aspect of their lives. A public viewing will take place in the United States Senate and House of Representatives in the Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. between now and December 14th, 2012, A public funeral will take place as the 113th Congress is sworn in on January 20th, 2013. The party will be interred under Governor Mitt Romney's automated parking facility at his private residence in La Jolla, California that same day. There's the sarcasm. Friends and former supporters of the GOP ask that in lieu of flowers or donations that citizens hold on to that money to help pay their inevitably increasing taxes, to pay for the increasing government social programs and their mounting share of the national debt.
CNN has just made it official that Florida officially goes to Obama.
Yeah, for the final tally.
50% to 49%. To give you an idea of exactly how close, 4.236032 million votes to Obama, 4.162 million votes to Mr. Romney.
Just about 100,000 or a little over 100,000.
Yep. So talk about close, huh?
Quick math for, 8 million votes cast?
Quick math.
Is that?
Quick math.
4 million each, basically?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just, talk about razor thin. Imagine if that would have been a little bit different there.
And what we had talked about and heard here over the last
and of all states, you would have thought Florida would have picked that up.
Yeah, the idea that just Republicans didn't come out in this election.
Hey, look who's calling in because he heard what you were just reading.
Who's this?
Kirby Wilbur.
Hi, Kirby.
Morning, Kirby. How are you, sir?
Thanks for checking in.
Well, how are you guys doing?
I'm fine.
Great. Hey, listen, you know, I just read your, I heard your eulogy, and I saw it posted several places over the weekend. And look, there is no one who is more depressed in a fetal position for 3 days and shocked by what happened on Tuesday. However, so let's go back to the article you were just reading before the news.
About divided government?
About a one-party government. Yeah. How many states are one-party Republican? How many states are one-party Democrat? Yeah. There are 30 out of 50 Republican governors in this country. We actually gained 2 House seats here in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept control of the House, despite the fact they tried very hard to take it away from us. So Mitt Romney loses by 2 points, 51-49.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't like Barry Goldwater or Ronald Reagan blowing out Walter Mondale.
Sure.
This is not a blowout at all. It was a close election, and we made a lot of mistakes, and we didn't sell ourselves very well. But I don't think the Republican Party's quite dead yet.
Sure, sure.
Hey, Kirby, you know, we've been spending some time on Friday and also today talking about that notion, because so many people are saying the Republican Party is just, you know, it's washed up, it's done, it's over, it's not relevant. And
right.
And while some of that criticism we can all look at and say, you know what, you might be right on some of it. What do you see as the Republican Party needing to do moving forward here?
Well, I think we need to retune our message. I think it's pretty evident that our message is right, and you guys know the laws of math and the laws of economics were not repealed on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The welfare state we have is unsustainable. We're not going to be able to go on spending like we do. We're not going to be able to go on without solving the entitlement issue. We just can't, and there are no solutions on the other side. Jay Inslee's secret sauce and 75-point job plan is not going to bring the economy back. But what we have to do is find a better way and perhaps some better salespeople to sell it. Our message is right. Government should be smaller. We should have economic growth and prosperity for everybody. And I just wonder whether the message – I don't think the message was right. I think what's very difficult – I don't think Mitt Romney connected with the average American, whereas Barack Obama did. And we used to laugh about him going on Jay Leno and – you know, John Stewart, but yet that showed him to be human,
mm-hmm.
and I think likability is a big key in electing candidates.
Yeah, and
people,
I think,
you know,
yeah, and I think
like who they vote for.
Obama kind of almost won that one on default based on that lack of personal connection that Romney never quite built up to the extent that he should have. And, you know,
and I'll
throw one other one out at you about that notion of the eulogy of the GOP.
Yeah.
And I screening phone calls for John's show here on The Commute with Carlson last week. I had this conversation with a couple different people. Think about where Mitt Romney started and where he finished.
Right.
The gap was so gigantic once he became the nominee and how far ahead Obama was. I think that it's kind of a testament to Mitt Romney that he got as close as he did in those last couple of months. It's a relatively short time frame to chew up a lot of political advantage that Obama enjoyed for basically no reason whatsoever that he should have been enjoying that.
Well, he's an incumbent. An incumbent has a lot of power. He had Hurricane Sandy. You did have Mitt being seen as distant by a lot of people. It's hard for blue-collar people to relate to Mitt Romney. There were a lot of different issues out there. I mean, sometimes, guys, I'd rather lose big than lose small, because when you lose small, all of a sudden you
second guess.
Well, that's
yeah,
one
you
thing
second guess
it.
Everything.
But I don't think anyone should say it. And look, I'm biased since I'm the party chairman, but we actually didn't do all that badly. We gained House seats here. We lost the governor by 50,000 votes. We lost the presidency by 2%, which means you turn half those votes, we would have won. And, yeah, we need to change some things. We need to look down the road to the future, and we need to retune the message. But the party is not quite dead yet.
Sure, sure. And Kirby, Washington State Republican Party Chair, Kirby Wilbur, joining us here on 570 KVI. My greatest concern right now with Jay Inslee ending up winning the governor's race and beating Republican Rahm McKenna is that it's inevitable that they're going to raise taxes with one party rule in Olympia. Do you agree with me? And if so, what roadblocks are there? Will 1185 be an impediment to what they try and do?
No, they will try, but there are two impediments. One is 1185, although what the Democrats tend to do is call them fees now and not taxes to get around 1185. But 1185 will be an impediment. The other thing will be that in the Senate, we have enough conservative Democrats who will cross over with the Republicans to give us operational control of the Senate on the budget, which you saw last year when three Democrats gave control of the Senate to the Republicans to write the budget during the special session. And that will be an impediment as well. It doesn't mean that the Democrats will get nothing of what they want and Republicans will get all that they want. But it means that people like Rodney Tom and Tim Sheldon, who are more responsible fiscally in terms of being a Democrat, will temper that down. I can't say we will get no tax increases, but we won't get everything Governor Inslee wants.
Kirby Wilbur joining us on the line here, calling in as a listener of Talk Radio 570 KVI. And Kirby, you know, we really haven't heard much from Rob McKenna following his concession on Friday.
Right.
How's he doing?
He's doing fine. I talked to him on Friday, and he accepted reality. He's disappointed, of course, as everybody is. He realizes how close it was. He's doing fine. He has not quite yet decided what he wants to do in terms of a future. He will probably return to the private sector, go back to work at a law firm. I've urged him to stay involved because he did get 49% of the vote, and that mm-hmm. should not be scoffed at. I urged him to stay involved and to, you know, participate in the process. He has a voice that represents a large number of Washington citizens. And I think he'll do that. Rob's not the kind of guy to sulk and throw a tantrum and walk away. He'll be involved. And, you know, maybe after Jay has a shot after 4 years and fails to come through with secret sauce and green jobs, maybe the public will be ready for Rob's message.
Hopefully.
Be looking for that official gubernatorial Prius coming out of Olympia. Kirby, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Take care. Have a great day.
Nice.
It's always good
in.
To have Kirby call in like that. And, you know, it's good to hear that Rob's hanging in there. I fully expect him to go back to the private sector and be thinking about what's 4 years away.
Yeah.
I really hope that that's what he does.
Yeah.